Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of discussing the halachos of responses in the middle of davening. Bezeh Hashem, this will be the second to last shiur on this topic, and then just a couple of other things we need to discuss as far as hilchos tefillah. But we've been discussing the past few shiurim as far as if a person comes late to davening or if they are davening at home, very important halachos of what is allowed to be said, whether it's to the chazan answering in the shul or if it's at home. And there was a request for me to put up, to make some type of chart. I started that today, and with Hashem's help that'll be finished in the near future, just to get it down, the basics and the most important parts of davening in a clear-cut chart with a few side notes on the side, of course, and Bez Hashem, I'll let you all know when that is complete. So the next part of davening that we're going to discuss is if a person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We've discussed before Psukah Dezimra, during Psukah Dezimra, during Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, during Bein HaProkim, during Be'emtza HaPerek, Smichas Gula Tfila, we discussed. And now, let's say a person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So obviously a person can't talk or answer anything when they are in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Now, you'll remember a few weeks ago we discussed halachos of if a person is at home and a baby with a dirty diaper walks over to them, or someone's knocking at the door and they can't concentrate, or for some other reason they can't concentrate. Fine, those are halachos in extenuating circumstances. But let's say a person is in shul and they are in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei. So a lot of people think that you just continue and you absolutely don't do anything to what's going on around you. But the truth is, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Dalet, that if the chazan is up to certain parts, then a person should stop, they should pause, and they just listen to the chazan. And that means if the chazan is up to Kedusha, which means the chazan started Chazaras HaShatz, and they are up to Kedusha, to the main parts of Kedusha, which we've discussed before, as far as Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai, then what a person should do is they should stop Shmona Esrei and just listen to the chazan. And they have in mind that they fulfill their mitzvah of hearing and reciting Kedusha with the chazan. That's what the chazan's job is, to represent the tzibur, to represent the congregation. And they listen to the chazan. Also to Kaddish, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, which means to listen up until the words Amen Yehesh Meirabim Mevarach La'olam L'Olam Yamaya, which is the first part of Kaddish, and then that's it. Also, if the chazan is up to that, and a person, a man or a woman, is davening Shmona Esrei quietly, then they listen to Shmona Esrei. And they listen, while they're davening Shmona Esrei, they listen to the chazan. Actually, by Kedusha, it's interesting, I'm sure you know, that during Kaddish, 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 we lift up the back of our feet a little bit. So, I saw that a person should raise their feet a little bit, even though they're not talking, they're not saying anything, they're just listening to the chazan, but they should raise the back of their feet a little bit. Also, to Baruch Hu, when the chazan says Baruch Hu, then we all answer Baruch Hashem Mevarech La'olam Va'ed, then so when you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you don't answer that, but you listen to the chazan, and you listen to the chazan say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech La'olam Va'ed. And also when somebody gets an aliyah, if you are in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei, and the tzibur is laying Kriyas HaTorah, which we said, we came out that you really don't have to stop, you can continue davening while the tzibur is laning from the Torah. And when somebody gets an aliyah, there are seven aliyahs on Shabbos, and then there's often also the maftir. When the person says Baruch Hu, then also Reb Chaim Kanevsky says you listen to the Baruch Hu and you listen to the Baruch Hashem HaMavarach La'olam Va'ed. If a chazan gets to Moedim, they get to Modim Derabanan. So all the tzibur is saying Modim Derabanan. So obviously you don't say Modim Derabanan if you are in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and you don't even say the words Modim Anachnu Lach, which we discussed at different points. You don't even say that. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuftes says that a person should try to get up to somewhere where they are supposed to bow. Meaning, as you all know, there are different parts of davening where a person is supposed to bow. Two in the beginning and two at end. That's the same as far as during the week and on Shabbos. And a person is able to calculate where they're up to in the davening, sometimes to daven a little bit slower, sometimes to daven their Shmona Esrei a little bit faster, in order to calculate and synchronize that you are up to somewhere where it needs to be to bow, when all the tzibur together, when they say modim derabanan, also they will bow. And otherwise, the reason why we want you to bow, even though you're not saying modim, you may even be up to modim, that will work out great. But even if it's not, you're up to a little bit later, or you just started Shemona Esrei, then it's just to look, otherwise we're afraid that it looks like you're denying Hashem. Everybody is thanking Hashem, and not only is the Chazan doing it, but everybody thanks Hashem once again when they say modim derabanan. So if a person doesn't bow down, it looks as if they're denying that everything comes from Hashem and they don't need to thank Hashem. So you work out to synchronize with the Chazan that you bow down at the same point. Also, one last halacha for Shemona Esrei is Birchas Kohanim, which we discussed in regards to Bein HaPrakim and Be'emtza HaPerek. So over there we said that to the Amen of Asher Kitchan B'Kedusha Seishal Aaron, there you only say Amen to that bracha of the Kohanim that are duchening, only if it's Bein HaPrakim. But if it's in the middle of a paragraph of Birchas Krishma, then you do not say Amen to that. But to the Yivarechacha, to the brachos themselves, then you could say Amen, whether it's Be'emtza HaPerek or, and surely, Bein HaPrakim. But Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach say that for the Birchas Kohanim, then if a person is in the middle of Shemona Esrei, then you can't say Amen to anything. But you don't have to worry about the fact that you're not going to get those brachos. What a person should do is just stop, and you should listen, but you don't answer anything. But you should just stop, and you listen, and the bracha will go upon the person as well, even if they are in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but they do not answer the Amen to anyone, to the brachos, or to the brachos of the Verecha, and all the other Yair and Yisa, that you do not answer to. We had the day of Lag BaOmer yesterday, and we said one lesson that we learned from Lag BaOmer we said last night, just to discuss shortly, quickly, another lesson. The Pri Chadash has a very famous question. I know the Rav in our shul this past Shabbos discussed this question, a very famous question, that we know that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died during this time, and they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. And since they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, there is somewhat of a festive day on the day of Lag BaOmer. There's other reasons as well, but it is considered a very happy day because the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva stopped dying. And the Pri Chadash asks that it seems very strange, because the reason why the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva stopped dying is because there was none left. If there were some survivors, and the survivors, they remained, so that's a reason to rejoice. But if everybody was wiped out, Nebuch, everybody was wiped out, and there's nobody left, so what exactly are we celebrating? That there's none left? Why is that a celebration just because it stopped if there's nobody left? And the Pri Chadash answers that the celebration was not that they stopped dying. The celebration was that Rabbi Kiva went right away, and he went and he got five new students, five new Talmidim, new Tanoim that were able to transmit the Torah to the future generations. And the fact that Rabbi Kiva could see all of his Talmidim die right in front of him, day after day after day, so many, hundreds, and until it reached 24,000, and then right away to get back up and be able to institute another small yeshiva, and with that to lead Klal Yisrael in general over, giving the Messiah over to the Torah, that is a cause for celebration. And the truth is that this is the case by everything, whether it's in Ruchnius and whether it's in Gashmius. I remember a story, I was happening to just be talking about it with my mother, that I was once going ice skating when I was a child, and I must have been, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, and there was somebody else next to me on the ice skating rink, and she was doing turns and triple double axles and all these fancy things, and I figured, listen, if she could do it, she was a little kid, if she could do it, I must be able to do it. So I tried it for the first time. I tried to spin around and I fell flat on the ice, and I still remember seeing all the blood on the ice dripping from on top of my eye. And my mother rushed me right away to the emergency room, and happens to be Siat Dishmaya, the doctor, the plastic surgeon, was right there at that time. We went straight to the emergency room, and straight from the emergency room, after he stitched me up, we went right back onto the ice skating rink. We went right back, besides my siblings were still there, so anyways, we had to go back, but my mother put back on my skates, and we went right on back onto the ice. And they say that also by an accident, if a person gets in a car accident, they should get back on the road as soon as possible, because if a person gets down about what happened to them, whether it's in Ruchnius or in Gashmius, if a person gets down about it and they sulk and they get depressed and they realize and they say to themselves, listen, it must not be for me, what could I do, Hashem is trying to send me a message, then they're not going to succeed in life. And a person needs to strengthen themselves and get right back at it. Sometimes a person goes through a very difficult situation, whether it's health-wise or sometimes also in ruchnius. If a person is in a rut as far as having kavana during davening or as far as speaking lashon hara, some other type of avera, everybody has their own nisyanis in ruchnius where they know that they need work on. And if a person gets down about it, then they're not going to be able to fight it and not be able to fight the yetzer. A person has to strengthen themselves and get right back up. You know, a boxer that gets knocked down, he has to quickly get right back up, or else he's going to lose. You have to get right back up. And we daven that loyli deini soyin, that Hashem shouldn't put us in a test. But if Hashem does, then at least we have to gain from that test. And we could learn from that from Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Kiva, he was down and out. You could have thought he would be down and out, and most people would be down and out. But no, he got right back up, and he started up with another 5 Talmidim, and with that, he was able to transmit Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.